Ladies and gentlemen, it is all of our good fortune to be with these two very loved cosmic brothers. Tim O'Brien and Sam Bush, here we go. Thank you.
Sam Bush.
Timmy O'Brien.
Good morning, people. Good morning, congregation.
I like this coffee you brought, Sam.
Yeah, it's...
He did come with a mind that mauled upon the smallest matter. The Christian who had sent for him, he answered with his thumb. His tongue it could not speak, but only flatter. Thank you. behind the assembly hall. It was there he made his bed. And oftentimes he could be seen returning. Till one day he just appeared with a note in his hand which read, "Soles of my feet, I swear they're burning."
In 1975, I came down here to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and they said that the Newgrass Revival was going to be playing. And as soon as I got here, I said, "Have they gotten here yet?" And they said, "They're just about to roll in. They think they're coming to the camp, over to the festival site right about now." We saw them file into the little green hut over there, little green building over there that they use for some storage. And they got in there, and they started playing fiddle tunes, and it seemed like they just played for about 2 hours and didn't stop. And by that time, we were just about to go nuts. And then what happened?
Then they said, "You guys want to do this on stage?"
Oh. Oh, stage. So it's got to be like that ever since, hasn't it?
31 years. Is this your 30th, Tim?
Yeah, I missed one there.
It's an endurance record. But thanks to you folks, they get to keep having this festival. Pretty hip. Pretty hip there. Timmy was in the Ophelia swing band, him. So I...
Yeah.
I said, "Wow, a jazz player."
As if.
Oh, sure, one of us is professional, brought his tuner and everything.
Got my picks. See, the difference is I have a car, so you can keep everything in your car and it's always there. There's a version of this on the festival DVD, I believe. Or is it on a CD? I can't remember which. This is called, the artist is labeled Telluride Jam, but I notice your name is on there, and I'm on there. So we must know this song.
I think we do.
Even if it's a jam.
See my baby,
coming back. I ain't a coming back. Say, roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? You roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? You can take this hammer.
Take my hammer.
You can carry it to the captain.
Take
tell him and I'm gone.
Tell him I'm gone.
You can tell him I'm gone. And if he asks you, buddy, where I gone to? Buddy, you don't know.
He don't know.
Buddy, you don't know. John Henry.
Killed John Henry.
He killed John Henry.
He killed John Henry.
Ain't he gonna kill me?
Don't let it kill me.
Roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Tombstone, out of number nine coal, number nine coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Silver,
ring like silver,
ring like silver,
ring like silver,
shine like gold. Say to roll on, buddy,
don't you roll so slow.
How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
Play it one more time, Sam. What do you think?
Time.
Make time.
I done broke down,
broke down,
and I can't make mine.
All right. Mighty fine.
There's your great unsung mandolin player. That's the great unsung guitar player. That's the great unsung fiddle player.
I'm just trying to be in the band, you know?
Got the big thumb.
I don't know. I think I was like you. I just wanted to be in a band, so I tried to learn the different instruments so that I could fit in. I was always just trying to, still trying to fit in. It's actually, you know, I thought I was, you know, I grew up, and actually I didn't really grow up. But when I was younger, I used to think I was really weird, and then I went to the Bluegrass Festival, and I discovered there's a lot of people that's weird, so I'm not alone.
That's what we discovered the first trip to Telluride. Oh, this is where the people go. It's like come from Kentucky, weirdest guy I knew. Come to Colorado, I'm normal. especially when I met Tim and Pastor Mustard. What do you think they're doing, Tim?
Same as us. Oh. I don't even know. Leo Cocky's getting ready to go on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Give a hand to his sound check. He's doing great, isn't he?
A good guy left me, she went away, now she's gone. Well, I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me in Dallas, El Paso. She said, now come home, Daddy, Lord, I need you so. Now she's gone. Well, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Headed mama, she was the cause of it all. Now she's gone. Well, I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Out of my tree, out my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone. Well, I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Come here a running, holding out your hand. I can get me a woman, just like I got you a man. Now she's gone. Well, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
sunny days,
just like today.
Lolly, good gal, let me. Thought she went away. Now she's gone. Well, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Did some gigs with Rose Maddox once. Hot Rise played 4 sets with her, and the promoter said, "Oh yeah, she's real nice. You'll enjoy playing with her." Of course, she doesn't like to rehearse very much, and so we showed up. She said, "The first song's in C, and it'll still be in, the next song will be in C unless I tell you different." And I'll just start singing, you come in. And that's the way it was all day. And then, of course, if we'd make a mistake, she'd make us do it over again right there on stage. Luckily, we'd maybe rehearsed it by then, you know, when we made the mistake. But as she always said, here's one in the key of F, the key of love. Bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked the weaver's trade. The only thing I ever did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the wintertime and part of the summer too. The only thing I ever did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. It was late one night she came to my bedside while I was fast asleep. Flung her pretty arms all around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she tore her hair. Oh me, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arm just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. And I live with my son, and we worked the weaver's trade. And it seems that every time I look into his eyes, I'm reminded of that fair young maid. I'm reminded of the winter time, bang,
and part of the summer too.
The 4th of July part.
Many times I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
Thank you, country music fans. Learned that one from Burl Ives. Thank you.
Let's play some more tunes. What do you say?
Okay. Now, it's kind of a workshop. If you have any questions, you know, hopefully about music. If we can be of assistance in learning instruments, we'll do that. Or
it's not a Quaker meeting. It's not. It doesn't start with silence, really. Although that'd be nice. Well, that's about music. I'd like to bring Molly back to Telluride. That's not up to me. I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Let's put that on our questionnaires. Please bring Molly O'Brien back. She went back to Merlefest this year and she killed him. She was kind of amazed. was a good round of questions. I was like, it's going pretty good so far, Sam. Yeah, it's a great Father's Day. This is the greatest Father's Day you're ever going to have right here. Send this one out to all the dads out there. I called my dad. I said, what are you doing? He said, I just had lunch, and I'm laying on the couch waiting for my kids to call. So it's a great day.
I talked to my dad. I said, how you doing? He said, he's feeling pretty old. I said, that's not that bad, is it? He said, my age, I'm not even buying green bananas anymore. So he's having a good one, too.
But George Burns says, yeah, at my age, when I order two-minute eggs, they make me pay in advance. All right, well, anything you want to hear exactly? Same old river. I should never have asked for that, should I?
Nope. Okay, well, if there's no request, we'll just,
You do some more fiddling. Man,
plays that still?
What's that? I'm trying to back you up on it. Say, old man, are you still down?
Can you play the fiddle?
No, I play the say, old man, but I'll play the guitar.
Sure.
Is that too hard? That's too hard.
Well, everything's too hard right now. But...
this is my request, and this is one that's on Poor Richard's, isn't it? Poor Richard's record, isn't it?
Boy, I think so.
Poor Richard's Almanac with Alan Mundy and Wayne Stewart, and it's a good old tune here.
Got lots of parts in it.
It's got a lot of parts. Mine, this is a combination of some of the way I would learn fiddle tunes. And growing up in the Southeast, one of the greatest fiddlers was Howdy Forrester, a guy that played with Roy Acuff for many years. And then later I got turned on to Texas fiddle players, and Benny Thomason, who was kind of like the mentor to Mark O'Connor. So it's kind of a cross between the way some people call ladies fancy, some call it say, old man, can you play the fiddle? And it's so hard that I played on the mandolin. thank God one of us can play guitar.
Hey, let's do that. Louise Scruggs is not feeling so good, folks. She's having a hard time in the altitude, and we hope she's feeling a little better. If she's within the sound of our voices, mandolins and guitarists, send us one out to her. I would be just to look again upon your smiling face. Now if I should wander back at night, will you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you be thrilled to find me near? Would you love me if I wandered back tonight? I recall the days they twined around your door. Fancy that I'd homeward stray, and I seem to hear you say that you love me as you did in days ago. Now if I should come back tonight, will you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me near? Or would you love me if I wandered back tonight? So gently in my own, I heard you say we'd never part, as I pressed you to my heart, and I woke in tears to find myself alone. Now if I should walk back tonight, will you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me near? Would you love me if I wandered back tonight?
It's earlier than I thought, too.
I have roamed from place to place. I'd like to hear that song. I'd sing it. You know, one of my favorite songs Grandpa Jones ever did, and then this guy named Sam did a good job on here recently.
Anybody I know? Oh. Wide seeking for to fare, up and down both coastlines, I've traveled everywhere, from Portland East to Portland West and all along the line, going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my love you.
Eight more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Eight more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
And the reinforcements here.
Now you might have a gal somewhere that you like best of all. Mine come down from Louisville. She's little and she's small. She's the kind you just can't find to ram it through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, eight more miles to Louisville will come into my view. Eight more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Eight more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. In my mind, a place we'll call our home. A humble little plot for two, we'll never have to roam. The place that's right for that love side is in the bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. Oh, eight more miles to Louisville will come into my view. Eight more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. Eight more miles to Louisville, my hometown of my heart. Oh, eight more miles to Louisville will come into my view. Eight more miles on this old road and I'll never more be. Someday that I come back and knew it from the start. Eight more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
That was way on up high up on in there. We're gonna open it up again to some questions. If there are any. What's in my CD player right now? The Ducks. Listen to the Ducks. And Tommy Peoples.
Jimi Hendrix live at Berkeley.
How do we stay healthy? Well, I ask Sam that. How in the heck do you stay healthy, Sam?
Well, music keeps me young. Because there can be times where, you know, music's always fun, but it's up to you to make it fun. And sometimes you might be feeling a little bit tired. Maybe you are worried your voice might not make it or you're feeling a little tired. And I think it happens to a lot of us. You get on stage and you get all jived up and it kind of supersedes any little tiredness or anything you were going through that day. So the music is our healer, I believe. I believe that's how it works.
I think that's right. Exactly right. You know, and it's whatever it is that you're doing, if you can find a way to enjoy it, that's going to keep you living a lot longer.
And when I was about 7 years old, I told my mom, I said, you know, I think when I grow up, I'd like to be a musician. She said, honey, I don't think you can do both. We don't have to grow up. I use lyric sheets.
Yeah, I don't remember the words often enough. I have to say, I kind of every once in a while you hear me going. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the microphone kind of malfunctioned, but it's me. It's me. I act like nothing happens.
I actually went through a terror moment last night. We were playing, and all of a sudden, it's time for me to sing, and it's a total blank. So I go over to Byron on the bass. Byron, you happen to remember the words to the second verse of this? And unfortunately, it was a little bit loud on stage. He goes, "What?" Somehow, you know, I figure, well, I guess I'll just sing the same one three times. But I was always the, it wasn't until later that I became a lead singer out of default. I was always the harmony singer in the band, so I knew like hundreds of choruses and no verses. So, lyric sheets for me.
That's how I got more into writing songs was when I became the lead singer. I discovered what I really, really liked about these songs that I'd always liked because I had to sing them every night. And you discover the ones you really can stand to sing every night. And that really taught me a lot. Those choruses are good, though. I did that same thing. Did the same thing. I was the chorus guy.
When we were kids, if you played an instrument, you had to sing a part. Or you didn't get to play in the band. And now we see people that don't sing. And they only play.
It's wild.
And they make a great living. How do they do that?
And then some of them don't even smile. That's the thing that's hard for me. I was on the 4th of July thing with the Chieftains a couple summers back, and they started the whole program, the whole 4th of July celebration from the front of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It was live on TV, and they had these Broadway singers and you know, marching band from Santa Monica, and they had the Symphony Orchestra, or as a Frank Wakefield would say, the Sympathy Orchestra. And that's what I call it anymore, Sympathy Orchestra, with their fiddles and bugles and everything. And anyway, we were starting out this whole thing with the Chieftains, and they had Earl Scruggs and Jerry Douglas and I had come up, and Jeff White, and they wanted to start the show off with Earl doing Sally Gooden. He said, "Well, I need a fiddle player to play that." The guy in the Chieftains said, "I don't know that song." And they all looked at me and said, "Okay, I'll play Sally Gooden with Earl Scruggs. That'd be fine with me." Then I'm thinking, you know, oh, okay, I'm opening up this big TV special with Earl Scruggs. It's just fiddle and banjo. And I'm really kind of playing the lead on it, right? So I'm kind of going, geez, I better get this right. Then the next thing, they go into Shady Grove, and I'm singing a lead on that. That's like they go into a medley right after that into Shady Grove. So we did like six rehearsals for a 12-minute set, right? The TV people all there and everything. After the fourth one, this guy comes up to me in a lunch buffet. He says, "You're Tim, right?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "You're starting off the show tonight." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Can you smile?" I said, "Yeah, I'll smile. I'll smile like crazy." And I got out there and I did my best. And then I saw the video a bit later and I'm like, I was really trying. I really was trying.
"Can you smile?" I said, "Yeah, I'll smile." Want to do banjo part?
Oh, you know. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not hearing your question.
The question was, who were the guys that we were really into growing up?
He was asking, say, were the Beatles an influence?
I would say sure. So, yes. That's where it starts.
I mean, you're looking at a couple of guys that we play fiddle and mandolin. And, yeah, if you look through our record collection, I mean, I grew up listening to fiddle tunes, and then I got exposed to Bill Monroe and Osborne Brothers, Jim and Jesse. And then I saw the Jefferson Airplane on the Ed Sullivan Show. And the Ed Sullivan Show turned me on to more great music than maybe anything, and getting to see Jorma Kalkinen play on the Ed Sullivan Show, getting to see Beatles. I mean, my sisters were into the Beatles, but it was when they came out with Rubber Soul and the first song was I've Just Seen a Face. That sounded like bluegrass to me. And so, and that's how, in my odd brain, I started listening to the Beatles. Then I started listening to everything they did. But at the same time, I was listening, you know, to Jimmy Martin records and the Country Gentlemen. So there you go. No, I just like, and how was it for you, Tim? And country music, too. I listened to a lot of country music and the great stuff that Porter Wagoner and Roy Acuff did. And Hank Williams, the first rock and roll god, Hank Williams.
I was really into the country music. I guess I didn't really know much about the roots of it, but growing up in my hometown, there was a station there that played the, they had the Saturday night big broadcast of a live show, and you could go down there and see the people perform. So I got to see some people play live, like Jerry Lee Lewis and, you know, Merle Haggard and stuff. And I was excited about that, but I was listening to the radio, you know, like a little transistor radio when I was six, and, you know, Chubby Checker was it. Chubby Checker was absolutely it. And then this guy came on both the country station and the pop station named Roger Miller, and I learned a bunch of his songs. When I started playing guitar, I started learning his songs. And later on, somebody said, you know, check out this guy Hank Williams and a guy named Jimmy Rogers. And it just kind of, if you listen to Bill Monroe or you listen to some of the newer country singers or newer bluegrass singers, and you can go back to where they come from, there's always somebody even behind that person came from. And I just kind of keep going back and trying to get to the root of things. It really never ends. But that's where it started, you know, is the Beatles, you know. Underground radio was starting too, and they'd play the Jefferson Airplane, and then they'd play like a folks, you know, folk singer like Woody Guthrie, and then they'd play, you know, Muddy Waters. And I thought, man, this is all good music. It's like Kodo. This is a song that Daryl Scott and Verlin Thompson wrote, and it sort of tells the story of the music that we have here in this country. You know, it's, they talk about bluegrass coming from Ireland and Scotland, and certainly the old ballads from England, and really Western European music is a big part of it, but without the black influence in this country, we wouldn't have any bluegrass, we wouldn't have rock and roll, we wouldn't have jazz. It's all that mixture that keeps recombining that makes it so great here. This is one guy, old Joe Clark, or Banjo Clark.
Cotton was the king. Late at night near the shanty line, you could hear that banjo ring. We'd ring out for the master, listening on the hill. Ring out for the babies, sleeping quiet and still. Round and around old Joe Clark, round and around I say. Round and around old Joe Clark, till the break of day. When he come up from the belly of the ship of slavery, he was holding to his banjo, but it was not on his knee. And someone said, hey, here's a strong one, he can entertain. You can keep your banjo, Clark will be your name. Round and around old Joe Clark, play just what I say.
round and round, oh, till Clark will carry you away, singing round and round. Outside the courthouse square. Then he went down to New Orleans, where they called it Dixieland. But everywhere that old Joe went, he was still a hired hand. Round and around old Joe Clark, round and around I say. Round and around old Joe Clark until the break of day, singing round and round old Joe Clark.
Hold to a Dream is a really good song, isn't it?
It's a great song. So how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? Pardon? The question was, what was it like playing with Jean-Luc Ponty last night? Dreams come true. That's what it was like, a dream come true. I've been listening to Jean-Luc Ponty since I was about 16. And he is cat daddy of like jazz rock violin. He is, somebody said once, the only thing wrong with his playing is he never makes a mistake. He's a very fine gentleman and really gracious to come out and play with us. And we actually were supposed to kind of rehearse that tune, and that's a hard tune. And we didn't even rehearse it. So Jean-Luc was a damn fine sport.
That's fantastic.
But he's a total hero to me. So What I really liked about it was that I'm 53 years old, and some things happen that you get so nervous and excited about. It's you're glad you still feel that way sometimes. It was a dream. It was a dream.
We'll try A. We'll give a little compromising. John Cowan is here, not here to sing it in D for us.
This whole To a Dream song, because Tim writes so many songs that even Hot Rise couldn't do them all. Luckily for the Newgrass Revival, and we were always looking for songs, and Tim sent us a tape of this. I didn't know who was singing it. It was a lady voice singing it. But I insisted that John sing it in the same key.
It's good for him.
Somebody's got to do it.
Thanks, folks. We enjoyed it. Give another hand to Sam Bush, the king, crown king of Telluride. The undisputed Super King.
The best. The Timmy. Mr. Tim O'Brien.
What do you think, guys? One more? So it's been said by Gary Zukav that when our passion meets our soul, we're in authentic presence. I think we're all getting that right now. Here we go.
I'll take them last time. Your turn. Yellow River. Tuner anymore.
So really, we just want you to go up to all the other musicians you see playing here today and go, Tim and Sam rule. We don't need no stinking band. Okay, I could use an electronic tuner, but... By the way, this is like a really new great mandolin Tim's playing, the Tim O'Brien model. You can own one of these, friends. And that's the Sam model. Yes, we'll shamelessly plug our instruments. But if we didn't think they were good, we wouldn't play them.
The good old ones, Bill Cheatham for you.
Whoever he was.
Is he in the law firm? I think he was in the law firm of... I won't say it. Yeah.
All right, kick it off, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Tim O'Brien, Sam Bush. To our good fortune to being human, healthy, happy, and right here catching this. May they live to 130.
Well, yeah, 120 is my whole thing.